All right, before we go further, I want to mention 3 points before we go on. Okay. The first is, I mean, I had a chance to look around a little bit since a couple of sources since the show last week, and I want to mention something that's I think a little fascinating. I mean, the Rambam does have one other place that where he talks about mitzvah as a ptur or a mitzvah. And it's an interesting formulation. It's a tefillin. So the Rambam is in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Gimel. He says like this. He says, Then he says like this. Alright, good. Then he says, after the Choli Me'ayim, then he says, Mitztayar, Misha Ein Daita Nechona U'miyusheves Olav, Patim Natfilin. So he says, Mitztayar is Patim Natfilin, a Mitztayar, and a person who's not able to have his mind settled, is Patim Natfilin. Why? Shehameniach tefillin also lo laasiach daita mehen.
Pound.
Okay, what's going on? So, because there's an iser of hesach hadas mina tefillin. So a person who's bitzar and he can't concentrate, so he's going to be unable to do that. Okay? Now, you see one right away. It's very interesting. I mean, the Rambam over here gives a reason for why Mitztayar is Patar. In Sukkah, he doesn't say why. He just says Mitztayar, Chol and Mitztayar, that's it. But over here he tells you that it's because of the Chiv, the Yisr of Hesach Hadas, the Chiv to constantly have your mind on the tone. Okay? So, theoretically, you could say, you know, last time we were looking if the Rambam, we're looking for a reason according to the Rambam. If the Rambam doesn't hold that Mitztayar is because of Teshuva Kein Teduru, because you see he has the whole halacha before Teshuva Kein Teduru, and even his Teshuva Kein Teduru itself is not a ptur, but it's a the tzura sachiyav. So we were looking for the nature of the ptur of Mitztayar. So we could have come to here and said, okay, see, just like by tefillin, the mitzvah is potter because of a problem of hesach hadas, maybe the same thing with regard to sukkah. Now, you'll jump in and you'll say, but it can't be. Because why? Because you're not going to tell me that there's an isser of hesach hadas min ha-sukkah because Shina tochiach, because sleep will prove that it's not the case. Because you see, you have to sleep in the sukkah, and that's a hesach hadas. So it's impossible when you're sleeping, you don't have your mind on the sukkah. So therefore, you see that it can't be that sukkah sukkah has an issur of hesach hadas, and therefore, if sukkah doesn't have an issur of hesach hadas, then mitzvah can't be potter because of hesach hadas. Okay, you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's not a good argument. I mean, the question is not a legitimate question. I'll tell you why. Because in tefillin also, sleeping in tefillin is not a problem with regard to hesach hadas. And the proof is, if you take a look at halacha tezvav in that perek. So the Rambam says like this: Tefillin tzrichin guf naki. Okay. So either guf naki or guf naki kelisha or whatever the gift says. She yizoyah shelo teitzei mimenu ruach milamata. Kol zman she'ein olav lefichach asur lishin b'hem. Shinas keva. Okay, so you see that what's the nature of the Isser of Shena Betfilin is only because of Shema Yafiach Bahan. But really, Meikar Din, you'd be allowed to sleep in the Tefillin. So you see that sleeping is not a problem with regard to Hesach Hadas. Now, how you work that out, I mean, so that requires a Svara. But I don't go into it now, but that requires a Svara. But you see, the fact is that sleeping in the Tefillin itself would not be a Tati Desasri to the Yisra of Hesach Hadas. So therefore, you could say that just like Mitztayer is Patur Min HaTefillin because of Hesach Hadas, so too Mitztayer is Patur Min HaSukkah because of Hesach Hadas, meaning that the halach is that there's a chiyuv, the halach is a yechayev to constantly have your mind on the sukkah, and if you're in a state of tzar, you're not going to be able to do that, and that's why you're Patur. That's what you could have said. Okay?
Yeah.
What do you say about that?
Brown puts in the same halacha as Kola, right?
In Sukkah?
Yeah.
Yep.
And Kola is not a problem with Pesach Hadas.
Well, he's Bitzar. That's the Kola is Mishum Tzar.
But also that's why Sukkah that's over 20 hours is possible, no?
Say it again?
You could argue. I don't think that's the halacha. But isn't there the psul for sukkahs over 20 amos because you can't see the? You don't know you're sitting in a sukkah.
Yeah. So what?
So I mean that maybe you see halachically that's a real phenomenon in sukkah that your mind has to be on the fact that you're in a sukkah.
Oh, okay. I mean you could or could not you know bring that as a raya. It's not really a raya, but it's a corollary. You could say that's a corollary. That's correct because the 20 amos. I mean, Aaron mentions also that the corollary to this that the reason the nature of the psul it's machlok in the beginning of the Masechta, but the nature I think we hold it the nature of the psul of 20 amos tall is that a person doesn't know he's sitting in the sukkah anymore, too high up. So that would be a corollary to this idea. I mean, it's a good svara. It's a good svara. But the problem is like this. I mean, I'll to walk you through a little bit of an apathy over here. Not so big. But you could say as follows. You could reject this idea because the p'tur, if that's the case, so then by sukkah, you should say, it shouldn't be just cholo mitztayer. It should be anyone she'ein daito miyushevus olav, just like by tefillin. Right? In other words, if the halacha is that you have to have your mind, has to be focused on the sukkah, that there's an issur of hesach hadas, and that's the nature of the p'tur, so then the halacha by sukkah should be mi she'ein daito miyushevus olav. And that should be a p'tur, but it's not. You see, so that would be a problem, but it's not an insurmountable problem. You see, there's an answer to that. You could say as follows: that it's not a halacha by sukkah. It's not a halacha. There's a difference between tefillin and sukkah. By sukkah, by tefillin, you're not allowed to be mesiyach das. But by sukkah, that's by tefillin. But by sukkah. See, the p'tur is like this, that the sukkah has to enable, the sukkah has to enable the, your focus on, your yeshiva basukkah has to enable a focus on the sukkah. It has to enable simas das. It has to enable your paying attention to the sukkah. So therefore, if the sukkah's goremes b'tzar, or if the gavra himself is b'tzar, so in either case, the yeshiva b'sukkah is mufkas from paying attention, from the simas das, that's the nature of the psul. But if Misha ain't daita miyushevis halav, so just like the avil, so then the boilil lisuve daita, and then that's not a psul which is inherent in the yeshiva. That's something extraneous to the yeshiva. So there's only boilil lisuve daita. But the nature of the ptur is where the yeshiva itself, and there's two components in the yeshiva. There's the gavra and the sukkah. There's the body of the person, and then there's the sukkah. So unless you are a mufka from that, so if the sukkah enables you to be able to pay attention to the to the sukkah, so then if it enables it, then you chayiv. And if there's something in that yeshiva which is maskia, so then you'd be potter. Then you'd be potter. And then you could draw on tefillin as an analogy, even though it's not exact, and you could wind up saying that's the halacha, that it's not like we said because of simcha, but rather it's because of the idea that you have to focus, that the sukkah has to enable you, to focus your das. Where's that halacha to be found in the sukkah, in Hilchos Sukkah? So the answer is a pasuk. Right, the basuka station shivas yamim leman yedu doroseichem ki basuka sashafti as bnei Yisrael b'otzios ameres mitzrayim and Hashem. So like Aaron said before, see, that's the pasuk that tells you that Tony Amos is puzzle. So it means that while you don't necessarily have to be focused on that constantly, the yeshiva basuka must enable you to be focused on it. And so, therefore, if it's mufkas from that, so then it's going to be possible. That would be a good svara. Do you see it? Okay. I don't like it. I mean, I'll tell you why I don't like it in a minute. But I don't like it. But I'll tell you why I don't like it in a minute. But it's logical. It's logical. It doesn't involve any inherent contradiction. So therefore you could say that the nature of the ptur of mitzvah and chola really is in the same ptur. So it emanates from this idea. It's simas das as opposed to simcha. You could say such a thing. And in fact, I will tell you that somebody did say such a thing. Not lemaskana. I found an amazing taz, an amazing taz on the Shulchan Aruch. The taz is Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Reish Mem Sifkat and Zion. So the taz says like this. He said the case in the Ramah is that the question is like this, that. Let's say a person builds a small sukkah, right? And then he says he's mitzvah because he can't sleep there because he has to bend his limbs. He can't spread out, you know? So he says, too bad. The Ramah says, v'lo yuchol adam lo mitzvah ani. Ela b'dover sh'derech b'nei adam mitzvah bo. It has to be like an objective tzar in order to be... d'dover shavu l'chol adam, in order for a person to be potter because of mitzvah. Okay? That's the Ramah based upon a Mordechai. So the Taz on that Ramah is in Sifkat and Zayin says like this. He says, the Ke'en Dira Bainan, the Ein Derech Bnei Adam Lama, the Dirasa Bitzar, Kachkas of Mordechai B'Shem Ram. Okay, so he says like this. He says, the Kasha, Pshita, Lama Yipater. So if you follow along, you take a look at the Taz, you see what he's asking you, but I'm really mainly focused on on the next statement. He says like this, the Salka Daitach, the Taimei, the Ptur, the Pata B'mitztai, Mishum the ikar mitzvah sukkah lahazkir in sukkos shenema kivasukkos hashavti. The zah mitztayer who told b'tzayro. Ve'enos soma libo. The next word is blurry. I can't read it. Ve'enos soma libo. Anybody see what that is? No, you're not there. Okay. Anyway, alkeinu potter. That's what you would think. Kamash blon that time ain't a bishvil zeh elor shekein dira ba'inon. Ve'en adam dar b'makom tsar. Kol shidyuchol li'natzel mizeh b'tseiso. Okay. So ha'achinami b'soka. So the Taz's Hava Mina is exactly this idea. He says that you would say that there's good svar to say that the reason for mitzvah is because when a person is bitzas, he's not going to be able to focus on kivasuka sashafti. He's not going to be able to focus on that das. And therefore he's potter. Okay, so however it answers his question is not our concern right now. But you see, he had such a havamina. And it could be, I mean, it could be I don't know if the Taz worked it from the Rav Milchus Tefillin, but I'm just saying this, the svara is good svara. Makes a lot of sense. But the reason I don't like it is like this, that if that's true, if this is the svara, if you say that the reason for Chol HaMetzdar is because of the idea of Leman Yedu, so then it really... It's really not related to the next set of halachos, that namely the shluchei mitzvah and the holchei drachim and the shomer yer shomer ginos and pradesim. So it would wind up being a separate thing altogether. And I hope to be able to show you that there is if you say like we said last time that the p'tur of mitzvah is because of the idea of simcha, so then they are very intimately connected. So the svara is a good svara, but it's just not smooth in terms of an understanding of the Rambam. I just want to point that out. That's the one thing I wanted to point out from last time. Okay, is that clear, guys?
Yeah.
Any questions? Sounds good. The second point I wanted to mention from last time is like this, that remember I told you that I wanted to show that the proof that the mitzvah sukkah is really kaveya the chag, the shem chag. And you don't really need to go too much further than the pashtei dekra, I mean chag sukkah stas alacha. You see, I just want to mention also, chag sukkah stas alacha, so the Gemara learns out from that pasuk, chag sukkah stas alacha, learns out the psul of Tasav Lom and Asui. So Chag HaSukkah Tasav Lecha Tasav Lom and Asui means if you make a sukkah, if you don't actually make it, but it winds up being like if you hollow it out, you know, so it's not really that you are making the sukkah, but it's made me'elav, so to speak. So then it's no good. Now where's the Gemara get that from? Because of pasuk with regard to the chag. But you see, how do you reconcile that? I mean, you're learning out something. Tasalacha refers to the structure of the sukkah, and you're learning that from a pasuk that deals with the chag. But the answer is that the sukkah itself, the sukkah is what creates the shema chag. But I'll tell you something also. I mean, besides that, you don't have to go to the Shechiyonu in the Yerushalmi. But you also have the famous Rambam with regard to Kiddush. That the Rambam says that when you make Kiddush in the Sukkah on the first night, so, I'm sorry, hold on one second. So I was saying, you don't need to go to the Yerushalmi with regard to the Bracha Shechiyonu to prove the point of the Sukkah, the Shema Chag emanating from the Mitzvah Sukkah. But you have the Tasav Lom and Asui I mentioned, and also you have the famous Rambam with regard to Kiddush. So the Rambam says like this. He says it's in Perek Vav Halacha Yud-Beis. Kol zman sheikanes sheikanes leishev asuka kol shem v'vayach kodam sheishev ashek d'sham tzav zvanu leishev asuka. So then he says like this. Uvalele yom tov arishon v'vayach al asuka v'ach kach v'vayach al zman u'mesad kol brachos al kos. Nimtzu mekadesh meumad, umevayach leishev asuka v'yoshev achkach mevayach osman. The Chazal Yaminah Rabosa Rabbe Sfarad. The Kadesh Mumad Balevi Rishon Shal Chag Asukas Kamash Biyano. Means like this, that really the Rambam held that for Kiddush you have to be seated. Kiddush and Kiddush Ol Makam Suda. So you really, it's part of the Kriyas of the Suda. You have to be Kaveh Suda Layayin, so you really have to be seated for Kiddush. But you have no choice on Sukkos. Why? Because you're going to say the bracha of Leishay Basukha Alakos. So, and it's going to be after Yayin and Kedushas Hayom. So you can't sit down before that. So that's why you're going to have to be Mekadesh Me'umad. Okay, now when is this halacha true? When is it true? So it's true only with regard to the first night, that Kiddush on the first night. And of course, in Yom Tov Sheni, the same thing. But the question is like this: What about Shabbos Chol Hamoed? So Friday night, you have to make Kiddush in the Sukkah. So how should you do it? The Rambam doesn't say anything about that. So what would the Rambam say? What should you do on Friday night, Shabbos Chol Hamoed? What should you do for Kiddush? Lou, what did you guys do?
I can tell you what the Rosh Yeshiva said to do last year.
Okay.
If I recall correctly, he said to say Leishev, sit down, and then say the whole Kiddush sitting.
Correct. I mean, that's, I don't know when we discussed it. I mean, so you're right. So what's the difference? So on Friday night Kiddush, so you go into the Sukkah, you make a Leishev Basukkah, sit down, and say Kiddush. All right, the question about Vayichulu, maybe you should say Vayichulu first, and then say Leishev Basukkah, and then sit down, and then Baruch Pei Gafen. But okay, it's detail with regard to Vayichulu. Why is it different? What's different about the first night? So the answer is, what's different about the first night is that for the Kiddush on Yom Tov, so the bracha of Leishev Basukkah is not just a Birkas HaMitzvah, but it's also part of the Amira, the Siddur Dvarim of Kedushas HaYom. That's why the Rambam had the problem. And that doesn't exist on Shabbos Chol Hamoed. You see? So, because that's not the bracha for, that Kiddush is not a Kiddush on Yom Tov, it's Kiddush on Shabbos. So, Shabbos Chol Hamoed. So the fact that you see that this is a problem only with regard to Kiddush on the first two nights, for us the first two nights, so it is because the bracha of Leishev Basukkah is really an expression of Kedushas Hayom itself. And that's a clear raya that the Kedushim HaChag is based upon the Mitzvah Sukkah. Okay? That's the second point I wanted to make. Second point. The third point from last time is I found an unbelievable Ramban. Really beautiful Ramban. The Ramban is a little cryptic. Is to be found in the Perash HaChumash on the Pasuk of Vayikra. Is Vayikra Chav Gimel Pasuk Mem Beis. But the Ritva clarifies what the Ramban means. The Ritva in Sukkah clarifies what the Ramban means. The Ritva is on Sukkah Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis. And the Dibra Maskil is Rava Amar. And I'll tell you, it's really an incredible Ramban. But I'll read to you what the Ritva says. He said like this, Rava Amar, okay. The Yesh Lishol, Lamanicht of HaEzrach, Klal. He's dealing with the question of why does the Pasuk say, Kol HaEzrach B'Yisrael, Yesh Vasukos. So why does it mean Kol HaEzrach? Literally means every citizen, right? Kol HaEzrach, every citizen. So the Ritva says like this, Yesh Lishol, Lamanicht of HaEzrach, Klal. Why did the Torah have to say it? Just say, everybody has to dwell in the Sukkahs. I mean, why do you have to specify here the citizens? So, Shamati B'Shem Rabbeinu HaGadol Rambanzal, Shebo Lomar, Shelo Yischayev B'Sukkah, Elo Mishuhu Ke'ezrach Ranon. Okay, so there's a pasuk in Tehillim that speaks about, that talks about Ezrach Ranon. The pasuk is, That that this is machlokas in the most unfortunate what it means, but basically the pshat is that you will take root, or they take root like a leafy ezrach, like a well-planted ezrach. Now, ezrach literally means citizen. So the Ramban learns from this. He says that what does ezrach mean? What's the definition of the word ezrach? Ezrach doesn't simply mean a citizen, but it means a rooted individual, a person who is well-rooted. That's not just that you're a citizen of a country, but it means you're well-rooted. The opposite of it would be a ger, like a stranger, a sojourner. So the Ramban says that the use of the word pasuk, the use of the word ezrach in the pasuk, kala ezrach b'Yisrael, is an allusion to this idea which is expressed in Tehillim, kala is ezrach ra'anan. So he said, and based upon that, the Ramban says, prat laholchei drachim v'shomrei peiros u'mitztayer v'chayotzei bohen. He says that's why, it's because of this idea of ezrach, that all of these people are patar, apturim. Because they're not ezrach ra'anon. They lack in the idea of ezrach ra'anon. The person who's on the road, so he's traveling, so he's not a rooted citizen. He doesn't display the characteristic of a full-fledged citizen who's well off, he's content, he's happy, he's... All that is part of the idea of the ezrach ra'anan. And mitzvah is the same thing. A person's bitzar is not a rooted citizen. He's not, he lacks in that expression of the citizenry. You see? And he says, v'chol maidam minam v'chol duchta teshu kein taduru mehacha nafkelon. He says, in fact, it's an amazing Ramban. He says, and everywhere that you see that you say that teshu kein taduru, So really, that is an expression of this idea of ezrach. You see, it's a funny thing, because you ask the Ramban, why do you have to say that Teshuv came to Duru comes from ezrach? Teshuv came to Duru comes from Teshuv. I mean, it's what are you going to another passage? It's Teshuv. But he's saying something very profound. Well, what's the Ramban saying over here? The Ramban is saying, remember we said last time that mitzvah can be divided into four components. Right? If you're going to tell me that there's a psul, that mitzvah is a psul, so it could be either a psul in the maisa, that would be teishu kein taduru, or it's a psul, or it could be a psul in the kiyum, which is what we wound up saying. The second idea of kiyum, the idea of the simcha, or which emanates from the shema chag, or you could say it's a halacha in the chafza itself. That was very difficult because chola wouldn't fit with that. I mean, that would be difficult. Or it could be the gavra, and I believe what the Ramban is saying over here is that it's a psul gavra, because the halacha is, according to the Ramban, the halacha is that who is it who defines shein chagas sukkos? It's really a halacha in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is kaveh chagas sukkos. But the only thing is, not every member of Klal Yisrael is mechuyev to do this. The Torah picked certain representatives of the tzibur to do it. Who are those representatives? The ezrach. And the ezrach has a certain characteristic, a certain quality to be ezrach. And what, so nashim are not ezrachim with regard to this issue. So therefore, women are pturos. Ochidrachim are not ezrachim, and they're right. And Mitztayer is not an ezrach, because he's not an ezrach ra'anon. So really, according to the Ramban, it's not a psul in the kiyum, but it's a psul gavra. Not far off from what we were saying, according to the way we learned the Ramban, but I think without understanding this idea, the approach that we gave, it would be very difficult to understand the Ramban. That's the third point that I wanted to make.
Why isn't it star not Ranan?
Because Ranan means, the way the Ramban learns Ranan means a well-rooted person means he has to be happy. He has to be content. He has to be like he's settled. And if a person is that's really the context of the pasuk in Tehillim. Yisarek Ezrach Ranan, so it means he's rooted like a leafy. Now the question is, what Ezrach means over there? Is a leafy tree? Does it mean a blossomed citizen, a rooted citizen? But well rooted, the sheer and well rootedness, insofar as a citizen is concerned, means that he has to be settled. A person the reason that Mitzvah is a contradiction to Ranan is that the Ezrach Ranan means rooted and settled. Yisarek Ezrach Ranan. So a person who's Bitzar, he's not settled. That lacks an Ezrach Ranan. He's not a settled citizen. So his mind is elsewhere, he's troubled. So he's troubled, he's not a settled citizen. It lacks in the idea of of citizenship, because citizenship means settled. Anything which disturbs the state of settlement is a psul in is afkar with regard to the idea of Ezra. But according to Ramban, it's a psul gavra. It's amazing. It's a beautiful idea.
Rabbi Zucker?
Yeah.
I didn't know the Rambam was not learning like this.
But I can't prove to you that he's not, but he should have said something. I mean, that goes back to David's question.
It does come right after Nashim, though.
I know, it's true. It does come after, Nashim Avodim Ketanim. I mean, that's true.
But he doesn't say something about Simcha either.
I know, it's true. The reason that again, you're right, you could say it. You know, I'm going to take a step back from... All right. Some of the guys asked the following question. So how do you know? Maybe the Rambam learns the same shot. You know, as the Ramban, that it's a psul gavra. Why did I say last time that the Rambam is learning the simcha? As I mentioned last time, I can't prove to you that the Rambam is learning the way that I said. It's a svara that works, and hopefully tonight I'll be able to show you that it's very consistent with the next idea also. Of course, the Ramban would be very consistent with the next idea too, because it says it's all one thing. I can't prove to you that the Rambam doesn't work like the Ramban. I can't. But the only thing is that the Ramban, the Ritva, who clarifies the Ramban, had to go out of his way to express this idea, because it's a chiddush. I mean, you know, you have to bring in the whole idea of Ezrach Ranan for the Pasukim Tehillim. I mean, and if the Rambam were learning this way, you would have expected him to mention it. If that's the case, so Eli says, yeah, that's very nice, that's true, but the Rambam doesn't say anything about Simcha either. I mean, that's correct. But that is true also. On the other hand, the Rambam spent the entire, you know, the immediately previous parak talking about the qualifications of the structure of a sukkah, which is really, you know, part of the essence of what's kaveh the Shema Chag. So let me say the following. I cannot prove that this for sure, that the Rambam is learning with the svara that I said. I am offering it as another possibility as to how the Rambam is learning. One thing I feel very comfortable in saying is that the Rambam is not learning like Tosfos, you know, like you said last time, like Tosfos and the Meiri or the Ritva himself. That I feel comfortable that he's not learning that the idea is Teshu came to Duru per se. But how do I know that he's not learning like, what I wanted to say, the Taz's Havamin is concerned? I can't prove that either, except for the fact that doesn't follow the next halacha, halacha dalet, doesn't follow smoothly. But that's, I mean, it's not impossible. How do I know that he's not learning like the Ramban? I can't prove that he's not, but the only thing is he would have expected him to say something with regard to, because it's a chiddush, with regard to the psul gavra due to Ranan. Simcha, the idea of Chag HaSukkos is Man Simcha Seinu, so that you wouldn't expect that he would have to say something insofar as Perek Hay is all about the idea of Sukkah, which itself is Kaver Shem Chag HaSukkos. We know that from numerous places, not the least of which is the Pshat and the Pasuk itself. You know, so therefore you wouldn't expect that he would have to go out of his way to express that idea. But at any event, I'm going to present the svara that we said last time as a possibility in how to learn the Rambam. I'm not saying that this is the only way to learn it. Maybe that'll make it a little bit more comfortable. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Question?
Yeah.
Not to go like crazy on the shittos, but is it possible that the Ritva Svara is in line with the Ramban?
Ritva himself, when he said the Makom Tzara in Dira?
Yeah, meaning the idea. I thought we said the idea there is that it's not just like any guy's particular Dira. It's like a paradigmatic form of Dira.
It's true.
So I'm just wondering if you could say that stems from the idea of it's like a paradigmatic Gavra of Ezra Harana.
I mean, you could say that, but you could say it. But it's a little bit of a stretch because it sounds like he's saying that it's the deer itself. You know, like, it's not impossible.
I mean,
like this simple shot in the words of the Ritva don't seem to suggest that.
Ritva was saying that Dira, right?
No, but when he brings the Ramban also, he says, the Hakra Galila Lan Demai Dechsev Teshuvin Ali Shiva called the Ali Shiva Kain Dira. I mean, he brings that for the explanation here also by the Ramban.
The Ramban, I understand that, but yeah, I think here he's explaining the Ramban. It's not like.
No, my point is that he brings in the idea that it's got to be Shiva Kain Dira when he explains the Ramban also.
You could say that. I mean, you could say that. Yeshiva, El Yeshiva Ka'en Dira, Ka'en Yeshiva Yaakov Es Megorev Nachem Bakasov. I mean, there he's explaining the idea of the Ezrach, you know, because it's, in other words, that's why he brings that passage by Yaakov. Because Vayeshiv Yaakov means that he settled. You know, Lishtakeh, I mean, it's Vayeshiv. You know, it's as opposed to Vayagar. That's really Allah and Ezrach. You could say it, but you don't have to say it. Could be. Okay?
Yeah.
Alright. So you ready to go on, guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, so now we go, now with all this, and now we take a look at the next halacha. So the next halacha is Shluchei Mitzvah. So Shluchei Mitzvah Ptur Min HaSukkah. So this is a new idea, I mean, at least according to the Ramban, it's not a new idea. It's just a continuation. But according to the Rambam, this halacha, well, let's take the halacha on its own terms. The halacha has a few cases, and they all apparently have one thing in common. That's why they're in the same halacha. Shluchei mitzvah p'tur min hasukkah, bein b'yom, bein b'layla. Hochi drachim b'yom, p'tur min hasukkah b'yom, chayavim b'layla. Hochi drachim b'layla, p'tur min hasukkah b'layla, v'chayavim b'yom. Okay? So, let's just stop there for a second. So what's he saying? I mean, what's the whole idea of Shluchei Mitzvah? Start with Shluchei Mitzvah. So Shluchei Mitzvah, why Shluchei Mitzvah p'turim min hasukkah? The Rambam has a very cryptic statement in the Parasha Mishnah over here. It's the Parasha Mishnah is Parak Beis Mishnah Dalet. And he says that it has to do with the klal of Osek the Mitzvah p'turim min hamitzvah. But it's a funny thing. I mean, what does the Rambam mean when he says that? Shluchei mitzvah p'turim min hasukkah. Does he mean that the p'turim min hasukkah because of the principle of Osek the mitzvah p'turim min hamitzvah? I mean, like, what does that mean? It means that since they're engaged in the mitzvah, so therefore they're p'turim from sukkah. So that itself is a little strange. I mean, because it's a cloud gavra. I mean, why does the Rambam have to mention over here? You know, there's apparently a chiddush over here. There's something going on over here. Because, like the Rambam says in the Parashat Mishnah, it's a klal gadol. I mean, you have your general principle that the osek mitzvah patam mitzvah. So it's not halacha unique to sukkah. So any time a person says osek mitzvah, he's patam mitzvah. So that's it. You know, but I'm going to show you in a second that it's really not so simple. Because if you take a look, for example, in Hilchos Gezeirah Aveda. So the Rambam, it's really talking about Aveda. So he says like this. If, let's say, a person finds an Aveda, so he has to be Machriz. And let's say that nobody comes to claim it. And Richriz, oh, Dia, the Lord Bola Bailim. It's amazing, right? So if he gets stolen or lost, so he's chayav. The nems are potter. But if it's honest, then he's potter. Why? Shishoma avei b'kishoma secharu. So he's not a shoma chinam. If he's like a shoma chinam, it'd be potter from Gneva v'aveda. So he's a shoma sachar. Now why is he considered to be a shoma sachar? Mishu osek b'mitzvah. Because he's engaged in the mitzvah. He's engaged in a mitzvah. So of watching over the world, of Hashavas Aveda. So osik b'mitzvah v'nifta mikama mitzvah sasei. Kol zman shu osik b'shmirasa. And he would be potter from certain mitzvah sasei while he's engaged in the watching of the thing. So, and that's why he's considered to be, he's benefiting. So he's getting something out of it. So therefore, I shouldn't say he's benefiting, he's getting something, that tour is enables him to be given the status of Shama Sachar. So, and that's why he's chayiv v'achriyusa. So it's an interesting thing. I mean, you see, according to the Rambam, he says he calls man. Let's say calls man shu osik b'shmirasa. So you see that in order for him to be considered osik b'mitzvah, it's not enough that he's passive. I mean, he has to be osik. Then you have similarly. I mean, the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Tesvav Halacha Beis. The famous issue with regard to poor will. So, if a person is chayv in poor will, he's chayv to have children, but if he's engaged in Talmud Torah, so he's potter. Parenthesis of days, right? Ha'ish mitzvah al-pir v'rivah v'lo ha'isha. Ma'ima say he's chayv ish mitzvah zumi ben shesha sveh shana v'ben shva sveh shana. Became shavu esher shavu lo nasa isha reiz over mevatim mitzvah sasei. V'may osik patara v'tarug ba, v'ayim misyarei mi lisa isha kadesh lo yitrach mezonos v'yibatel min ha-tara, ha'ez emupo is acher, sha osik b'mitzvah patra min ha-mitzvah. The kosh came to Talmud Torah. So you see, for that he has to be osik v'tarug. Yeah. So the question is over here, what's going on over here? The guy's going to see his... What's the case of Osek b'mitzvah, Pater min ha-mitzvah with regard to Sukkah? When is he Pater? So the Gemara has a few cases. Rashi and Tosis bring it down. So he's going to be Makbil Pnei Rabo Baregel. He's going to a Shir, to hear a Shir. He's going to Pidyon Shvuyim. So the question is, I mean, when he's on the road, so he should be Pater. That's true. But when he's not on the road, when he stops for the night, so then he should be chayiv. He should be no different from Hochei Drachim. Right, you follow the question?
Yeah.
So you're going to tell me that he's potter because, of Osek b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah, but he's not engaged at night. He's not engaged. So he's not engaged because he sees that the Hochei Drachim, presumably he's stopping for the night. It's not like he's traveling day and night without stop. So he should be no different from the case of Hochei Drachim Bayam. So he's Pata Bayam Chayav Balayla. And this is not, this. If you can tell me, because Osek B'mitzvah Pata Man HaMitzvah, so it doesn't follow the same criteria that the Rambam established with regard to Pur Vu, with regard to... It's only when he's engaged that he's potter. It's only when he's engaged. So if he's not engaged, so then he's chayiv. So why is he potter over here? Bein b'yom, bein b'layla. You see? What's the answer? Everybody follow the question?
Yeah.
What's the answer? What's the answer? So the answer is like this. The answer is something that David Fishbein mentioned that last time. The answer is as follows. That you see, this whole halacha that the Rambam is formulating over here is this whole halacha is based upon the idea, a certain understanding of what the mitzvah of sukkah really is. Or, let me say it this way, of how the mitzvah of sukkah is really formulated. And what I mean by that is like this, that you should always ask yourself, when you see a formulation of a mitzvah, so there are two possibilities as to how a mitzvah is formulated. One possibility is that the Torah created, so to speak, yesh me'ayin, a new category of mitzvah, tefillin. So it's a new thing, it's a birya chadasha, that a person's chayiv to do this mitzvah. That's one type of mitzvah, probably the most common, is this first type. It's what I say is a birya chadasha. But then there's another type of mitzvah, that it's not a birya chadasha, but rather it's what we can call a transformational mitzvah. In other words, the Torah said, take a regular, normal, daily, so to speak, daily phenomenon in your life and transform it into, with a certain structure, with certain parameters, transform it into this mitzvah planus. You see? But then it's taking something in your life and transforming it. But what's an aftamina? So if you say that the nature of the mitzvah is a birya chadasha, so then you have to, it's yesh me'ayin, so then you have to create the mitzvah, no matter what. But if you say that the nature of the mitzvah is transformational, so then, if you don't have the basis, if you don't have the phenomenon within your regular life to transform, so then you're potter. So then there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is to take something which pre-exists and transform it into, you know, into the mitzvah. But if you don't have the basis from which to transform, so there's nothing to work with, nothing to work. It's not a birya chadasha. It's not yesh me'ayin. So if you don't have the clay to mold, so then there's no, you can't produce a statue. You see? So then that's a dichotomy. You have to ask yourself always when you count the mitzvah, what type of mitzvah deraisa, even the rabbanon, but I'm not sure if this would apply to the rabbanon. Also, it could be yes, no, you have to look into it, but mitzvah deraisa, so you have to ask yourself, what's the type of mitzvah? What type of mitzvah is it? So this halacha dalet in the Rambam, it all has one thing in common, basically. And that is to say, that to show you that the nature of the mitzvah sukkah is a transformational type of mitzvah. You see? So, let's start with the easier case. So therefore, why is holchei drachim bayom patan min hasukkah bayom? You say to the guy, listen, my friend, stop what you're doing and eat the sukkah. Right? But the answer is like this, that the Torah, that to say stop what you're doing and eat the sukkah would be saying that the mitzvah of sukkah is an artificial maisa. When I say artificial, I mean a creation. Yesh me'ayin, stop what you're doing, create this mitzvah. See? But the nature of the mitzvah of sukkah is not a maisa, creation of a maisa, but rather, It's taking the person's regular life and transforming it to Dira Basukah. So if a person's on the road, if he's a traveler, if that's how he's defined as a traveler, so then he's not a dar. He's not a dar at all. He's a traveler. Traveler's not a dar. So if that's the case, so there's nothing to take and transform. But the other thing is like this, that a holich derech is not defined as a dar as long as he's in a condition of halicha. But once he stops his halicha, he's no longer in that condition, so now he is a dar. So now he's chayav. So holich drachim bayom, p'turim bayom, chayav b'layla, holich drachim bayom, p'turim b'layla, chayav bayom. And that's exactly why. Now that makes perfect sense. You see, we couldn't say, based upon this Svara, David Fishbein Svara, based upon this Svara, you couldn't say, it's an illegitimate question to say, come on, you're from Jew, you have a chiyuv d'oraisa, go to the sukkah. But the answer is, but that's not what sukkah is. Sukkah is not an artificial maisa. Sukkah is, take my dira, my regular dira, transform it into a dira basukkah. But if I'm not a dar, if I have no dira altogether, so there's nothing to transform. So I'm pater. That's holy drachen. Are you with me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I mean, any problems here so far?
What about say lulav? So you'd say that's, I'm assuming just lulav is a natural phenomenon. You have to take it, right?
Lulav is a bria yesh me'ayin.
It's not a natural situation.
You'd say lulav is a bria yesh me'ayin.
Yeah, because people don't go walking around with sticks. It's not a regular thing that fits into your life.
I think you gave the example of tzitzis last time.
Yeah, tzitzis you could say is a transformational thing. People wear begadim, so you could say that the take a beged, and it was a normal thing to wear a four-cornered garment, so take the four-cornered garment and transform it into a reminder of the kol mitzvos. But so that's not, and that's why you see. Yeah, so hold on, let me just put it on tight. See, before we get to Shluchim Mitzvah, so just another example, let's say, of a transformative type of mitzvah would be tzitzis. See, tzitzis is unlike tefillin. Tefillin, you have a chiyuv, you have to wear tefillin every day. Tzitzis, if a person never wore a four-cornered garment, so really, midaraisa, he wouldn't be sinning. He wouldn't be over anything. Okay? So why? Well, what's the nature of the mitzvah? So the nature of the mitzvah is like this. People wear clothing, and apparently it was a regular phenomenon to wear begadim of four corners. So the mitzvah is to take your garment, your regular garment, and to transform it into a reminder of kol ta'ayin mitzvah Shabbat Arav, of ta'ayin mitzvahs. So that's a transformative mitzvah. So if you don't wear a four-cornered garment, so then there's nothing for you to do. You see? The Rambam speaks, of course, about the idea of that it's not the roi for a person to be to abstain from doing this. I mean, you should go out of your way to put on a four-cornered garment with tzitzis. I mean, that's true. But if you didn't, you wouldn't be over anything. You see? You would be over if you put on a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. It would be an isra say. You'd be mevatel the mitzvah because you're wearing the garment without tzitzis. But if you never put it on in the first place, midaraisa, you wouldn't be over on anything. So, you see, so that's a transformational type of mitzvah. But tefillin is yesh me'ayin. I mean, tefillin you have to put on tefillin. That's it. You see, lulav is a bria chadasha yesh me'ayin. Bria chadasha yesh me'ayin. Sukkah is a transformational type of mitzvah. Take dira, which you normally experience, and render it the dira that you normally experience into a dira of a sukkah. Okay?
The question?
Yeah.
Is that issue a different, a qualitatively different question from like the type of question of like the chefts of sukkah? Is that something which is like a gazebo, which halacha is tofes versus a new entity? Meaning like,
I'm not sure I understand what you're asking.
Meaning, I think where Aaron was coming from in his question, like it seems to me, was that lulav is like a natural entity in the world. Like, at least in the chefts of lulav, it seems, the chefts are just something like that exists in the world, that halacha was just toface. It brought in, it didn't create it anew, the way it did by tefillin, let's say. Meaning, it seems like there's really two different issues you could possibly address. One is the question of, like, is the chefts of shel mitzvah something that halacha introduced, or is it something that, like, you know, took it from the world? And then the question in terms of like the Maisa HaMitzvah itself is something which is like a transformational thing.
Well, no, but even the Cheftas, so there's an idea of a Dira, three walls, you know, it blocks the Ruach, you have a roof, and even that, there's a shear of, the shear that it is able to hold you inside, even the Cheft itself is a transformational type of thing with regard to Sukkah. The Cheft of Sukkah is not really a Beri Chadasha either.
Right. Right, anyway, I just think, in terms of Aaron's question, I think that's what he meant.
Yeah, right. Now, so, what are you saying is the chefs of sukkah, or are you saying like the mice of? You're saying you really mean the mice of dira of sukkah.
I'm saying there's both. I mean, the mitzvah sukkah.
Well, my question is back to Shalom. So, I understand if you're saying the chefs of the yesh me'ayin bria. I understand that.
Of what?
I understand. I understand that that's what you mean by tefillin. But wearing a tachshit is not a yesh me'ayin kind of idea.
I know, but it's not. But the mitzvah is true. But the mitzvah of tefillin is not that a person who normally wears a tachshit, this should be the tachshit that you wear. That's not what tefillin is. Tefillin is a tachshit. It is a beged. I mean, it fits in to the idea. You know, the category of the mitzvah is that it fits into the realm of beged, but it's not normally you wear begadim. Make this the beged that you wear. That's not what it is. Whereas that's yes, it is with regard to tzitzis. Follow?
Well, I mean, I understand in terms of the chesed, tefillin is a completely new chesed. But I don't see in terms of the ma'aser why it's so different from tzitzis. People wear, I mean, like, why is it in terms of the ma'aser? Like, it's a new ma'aser.
Let me say yes. What are you talking about?
I mean, there's two directions you could be coming from: the ma'aser or the chesed. So I understand I could see by sukkah you're saying maybe even both, but by tefillin, like you should only be meaning the ma'aser, the chesed. Because in terms of the ma'aser, it's just like tzitzis.
It's not just like tzitzis. It's not. That's what I'm saying. But this is not a shiur on tefillin now. We did that once, I think. But it's not. You see, if you were right, so then the idea would be that, you know, take your levishas tachshit, and instead of putting on, you know, diamonds, put on tefillin. So if that were true, so then you'd say, okay, so what if I don't want to wear the jewelry today? So then I'm potter. But that's not what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is that you should put on, you know, inherently you should put on this thing. Now, the thing has a categorization to it. You know, it's not, the thing is, it fits into the idea of beged. I mean, it's the thing has an identity. But the nature of the mitzvah is not take your normal wearing of jewelry and rendered, and instead of you putting on gold, you know, you'll put on leather straps. That's not, you know, so what if I don't want to put on any jewelry? You know, that's not what it is. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you're saying that, therefore, when the Torah is mechayev you in it, it's an absolute chiyuv? But in another case, it would be like a rishus. But if you're doing it, then it's like, then you have to do it in this way?
Well, let me put it this way. If there's no p'tur, see, like over here, for example, there's a p'tur, you have numerous p'turim from the mitzvah sukkah, not based upon any other category other than, you know, the idea of dar, you know, like, and it's not that the guy's mufka, per se, because I'll say, well, let me ask you a question. A guy is on the road. Guy's on the road, so he's gonna eat lunch. He's gonna stop for 15 minutes to eat lunch. So could you possibly formulate the idea that he's gonna stop? He chayv in sukkah. Now I understand if there's no sukkah around, so onus rachmana patra. I understand all that, but that's not what this is saying. This isn't the question of onus. He was saying that meikra din, the guy does not. He can eat lunch in his car. He can eat lunch on his camel back, on his horseback. He does not have to stop in and go into a sukkah. So, why not? Why not? So the answer is because he's not a dar. But if let's say the Torah would have been mechayev him to stop and eat in a sukkah. You can conceive of such an idea. So, right? So what would we would say in that circumstance that his stopping to eat in the sukkah there is a maisa dira, even though it's an act which simulates dira. Even though he's not a dar, it's true, but he's doing an act which simulates dira. Okay. You could conceive of such a thing, but that's not what the Torah said.
Right, I see that. What I'm bothered by a little bit is you're saying the reason why the Torah didn't say that is because then it would be like creating like a whole new action.
Well, because of course the Ramban is because he's not an Ezrach and all. It's all Gavra with regard to the Ramban. You know, forget the Ramban for a second. I'm saying, just go with Tosos. Tosos is simple. That the halacha is Teshuv. Tosos Teshuv came to do it. What does it mean? It means you have to be a dar. So if you're not a dar, so then the fact that you could do a Maisa Dira is very nice, but that's not what the mitzvah is. It's take your Dira and render it into Sukkah. But if I'm not a dog, then there's nothing to render.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. So that's Holchei Drachim. So that's Holchei Drachim. Now, what about Shluchei Mitzvah? What about Shluchei Mitzvah? So you see, the Rambam juxtaposes. I mean, you see it, the Rambam, even the way the Rambam sets it up. Shluchei Mitzvah Pturim and Asukah Bein Bayom Bein Balayla, as opposed to Holchei Drachim is Pturim Bayom Chayom Balayla. So the whole difference really is the question of Bein Bayom Bein Balayla. So what is the Rambam, and it's not the Rambam, it's the Gemara. So we're like, you know, what are they getting at? So I think last time Joey asked the question, when we did it last week, I mean, what's the whole meaning of the phrase Shluchei Mitzvah? Just say, if you mean Oseik B'Mitzvah, Patron HaMitzvah, then just say Oseik B'Mitzvah. What does it mean Shluchei Mitzvah? So, what's the answer? So the answer is, it's not just stam any Oseik B'Mitzvah, Patron HaMitzvah. I mean, what happens if I'm being Shomer and Aved in my house? So that's it, I'm part of the Sukkah. That's absurd. Right? It's Shluchei Mitzvah. What does Shluchei Mitzvah mean? Shluchei Mitzvah means I'm out on the road. And that's the you see the examples that the Rashi and Tosfos brought down. That you're going to Hirshir, you're going to be Machdil Pnei Ravo, you're going to be Poda Shvuyim. So I'm out on the road. I'm traveling. You see? So the question is, if I'm traveling, it's no different from Holchei Drachim. So why is the Shluchei Mitzvah Pater Bein Bayom Bein Balayla and the Holech Derech is Pater Dafka only Bayom or Balayla but not both? What's the answer? What's the difference? So the answer is like this. Let's start again with the Holchei Drachim. When is the person defined as a traveler? When is he defined as a Misha Eino Dar or Misha Eino Dira? So the answer is it's the condition of his halicha. As long as he's engaged in halicha, so it's not a status really, it's a condition. So as long as I'm in the condition of halicha, I'm on the road, so then I'm pater, because then I'm not a dar. But if I stop for the night, I camp out for the night, I stop in a motel, so that's it, the condition of halicha is over. I am not in my own house. Okay, so what? My own house is irrelevant. I mean, I'm stopped. I'm kavur now for the night. So I'm kavur, so I'm a dar. I'm a dar, so I'm chayav the sukkah. Because that which defines me as a holich derech is the halicha. See? It's a condition. But with regard to shluchei mitzvah, so there it's not the condition of the traveling that defines me as a meshulach. It's not the condition per se of the traveling, but there's a status that adheres, an identity that adheres in me. Shluchei mitzvah, you see? It's not just stamma condition, like a condition, so that's when it comes to, you know, my own personal activities, so that's dependent upon the condition. But there's a halachic category of shluchei mitzvah. There's a halachic category of shluchei mitzvah. The category defines me as a person on a mission. And the definition, as long as I'm defined as a person on a mission, so then I have no kviyas of dira. And then that's why I'm part of Bein Bayom Uvein Balayla. Because that identity as a meshulach with var mitzvah, that means I'm not anchored. Even when I stop for the night. Because again, stopping for the night is going to end the non-dira if you say that the non-dira is dependent upon a condition. But if you say that the non-dira is dependent upon my identity, so then it doesn't matter as long as I'm on the mission. When is the mission over? So the mission is over when I accomplish the mitzvah. When I engage in the mitzvah. When I reach the goal. And the rule of Oseik B'Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah is megala that there's such a thing as a halachic identity of meshulach l'dvar mitzvah. So it's not that the p'tur is here because of the mechanism of oseik b'mitzvah per se, but rather the p'tur is that I'm on a mission, so I'm not a dar. But what shows that there's, that you're able to be defined as an eino dar, as an eino kavua, bein bayom, bein balayla, lidvar mitzvah? That's the rule of mitzvah. That's why the Rambam is vague. If you take a look in the Parashat Mishnah, he doesn't say that it's the osik the mitzvah patam and a mitzvah, that it's that petur which patters you from sukkah. But he says, because the rule of osik the mitzvah patam and a mitzvah is what makes you patter over here. What does that mean? So it means that rule shows that there's such a thing as a person on a mission with dvar mitzvah. You're on a mission with dvar mitzvah, so then you're defined as an ein adar. An ein adar, so then there's no kliyah, so then there's no transformation to take place. So the difference between the shluchei mitzvah and the hochei drachim, so to speak, I'm using my language a little loosely over here, is a quantitative difference. It's really the same idea, same quality. Namely that he's an ein adar, he has no kliyah. So, but the only thing is, you know, what defines it? Is it the condition or is it the status of the person himself? But really, it belongs to the same category. And that's the ratio of the halacha.
Rabbi?
Any questions?
Yeah.
Oh.
How does the rule of Osek the Mitzvah demonstrate that, given that in that rule itself, you're only putter if you're actively engaged in the mitzvah?
Yeah, I know. It's okay, 1 second. Well, do we have an answer to this question?
I mean, I don't remember us formulating it clearly. I mean, just I was thinking about it now. Just the way I was thinking to say it is that by osik mitzvah patur mina mitzvah, so the patur stems from, you could say, is the gavra ha-osik, you know? But when you stop, but in that regular case, when you stop being involved, like if you're a shomer aveda, so if you stop being involved in the mitzvah, so you lose the shame of gavra ha-osik. But the point is that rule shows that there is such a thing as a shame gavra ha-osik. Now, by shluchei mitzvah, it doesn't go away because the gavra ha-osik builds into, like, it contributes to a higher shame of shluchei mitzvah. Like, it's the basis for a shame of shluach mitzvah. But you need the p'tur of osik mitzvah patur mitzvah to show that there's such a thing as a shame of osik mitzvah patur mitzvah. But they don't have to be parallel because it's not the same. The p'tur doesn't emerge from the same shame. One is because of shluchei mitzvah, one is because of osik mitzvah. But the p'tur of shluchei mitzvah stems from the phenomenon of osik mitzvah. And that's evidenced by osik mitzvah patur mitzvah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just wonder if you can get a little bit sharper. I mean, yeah, I understand what you're saying. David, do you hear what he's saying?
I think so, yeah.
But I mean, I agree. Like, you know, it's the way I just said it isn't the sharpest.
What is it the most? Is the case of the poor of will. You know what I mean? Okay. David asked a question. David Fishman asked a question. The question is, so can we get it a little bit more clear, you know, that how is it that the rule of Osek Mitzvah Patamana Mitzvah demonstrates this idea of Shluchei Mitzvah? And I think the answer to the question, what makes it clear is the case of the poor of will. So the Rambam says that a person who's Osek Batorah, and he's Torah, you know, so he has a heter, he's a p'tur, that he could delay getting married and having children. You see? So what does that mean? So if let's say the person needs to go on vacation. He's going to go on vacation for a month. So he's not going to be engaged in terms of his maisa. He's not going to be engaged in Talmud Torah the way that he is for the other 11 months. During that month, he needs a vacation. He goes to sleep every night. He goes, you know, he's not engaged in Talmud Torah then either, right? But what makes him potter is that there's a definition of the Gavra Ha'asuk V'HaTorud. There's a definition of his personhood, you see? So even though there's times during his learning, his years of learning, that he's not going to be actively engaged in learning itself, he's going to be doing other things, but he's not doing the Maisa, you see? So, but he's still defined as a person whose identity is Osek V'Torah, the Talmud Torah. It means, I would say like this, that in Hebrew grammar, I mean, the word Osek could be two different things. Osay could be a verb. It could also be a noun. Right? It could be the verb is engaging, and the noun is one who engages. And that's true. I mean, it's not just a you know, loose thing. I mean, I'm being very precise over here. Osay could be a noun, describing or defining a person. It could be a verb. It could be an action that a person does. So you see from the case of Pu Urvu that there, the Osek B'mitzvah Patam and HaMitzvah doesn't mean the action. It means the Gavra. It means his identity. So even when he's not engaged in the action, as long as it's enveloped, as long as it's part of a longer process, and there could be gaps in the process, but as long as, so during those gaps he's not engaged, right? But as long as he's defined as a gavra in a certain, you know, like as an osek, so then even though he's not doing the maisa of osek, so he's still pater. So over here, that's what you see, that osek the mitzvah pater and a mitzvah in certain circumstances, and this, I mean, that's this whole separate shiur really to go through, and I haven't done it yet. I mean, it's, you know, but it's a good, a nice idea. Go through what's the Rambam shita, what's the Rishonim shita with regard to the osek the mitzvah pater and a mitzvah. But you see one thing clearly that with regard to Gzela, with regard to Hashavas Aveda, so there it's the Torah of Osek is when you're doing the action, when you're engaged in the thing. So you're not going to tell me that a person who has locked away in his closet in his house, someone's Aveda, he's waiting for Elio, you know, waiting for the person to come. So that's it. He's Papa from the Mitzvah Sasei. It's absurd. But while he's engaged in the Shmira, you know, if he has to be engaged in the Shmira, so then yes, then in a Hanami, then he would be Pater. But that's Osek as a verb. But over here, with regard to Ishus, that's why it's good. The two examples are very good. With regard to Ishus, Purvu, so there, it's the Talmud Torah, so there, it's not the engagement itself. Because even when he's not engaged at any given moment or any given day or any given week or month, even necessarily, in the act of Talmud Torah, but as long as he's defined as a Gavro's Osek, you know, then he'd be Pater. So that idea of Osek and Mitzvah Pater and a Mitzvah shows you that there is a definition of a Gavra who's Osek. He's on a mission. Even though the mission tolerates points within it where he's not engaged as a, you know, he's not an osek as a verb, but he is an osek as a noun, and if that's the case, so he's on a mission. He's on a mission means he lacks in kvias, he's not a dar. If he's not a dar, then there's nothing to transform, and that's why he's pater. Nice formulation.
Well, I don't see why you need the shlichus now, though, if you formulate it that way.
What do you mean?
Because just like by the guy who's Lomei Torah, so even though he's not actively involved, he's Potter from Ishus.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you the guy who's going to be Poder Shvuyim, so now he's in Osek and Pidyon Shvuyim, he's Potter from Mitzvah Sukkah, just like the guy who's learning Torah is Potter from Lisa Isha.
No, but who said that the dealer should go by one or the other?
You mean who says it should go by the shame and the gavra as opposed to the maisa of being osik?
Oh, let me. I'll say this: as long as I'm not engaged in the act of pidyon shvuyim, so I should be chayev.
So okay.
Is that when you need tear dust? That was the case.
I didn't understand the question.
Mm-hmm. No, it's like Moshe saying that it would be because like you're osik and pidyon shvuyim, but then you would the Rambam should require tear dust by zaka, but he doesn't.
Yes, right. That's right. He doesn't require tear dust because it's not a verb. It's a noun.
Right.
That's exactly the point.
Right. Okay. I think you have a better ayah when the Rambam brings down in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, when he brings down the universal of Osek and Mitzvah.
Yeah, I thought about that, but the problem is that if you got the Kriyas Shema, you could say that that's totally uniquely Kriyas Shema halacha.
The Rambam said, well, the Rambam, Misha, you libo tarav nechbaz advan mitzvah, patr mikom mitzvah, it's probably Bambi's name. You've heard it from like Chomitos there, no?
Where is it? And I checked that up. And I think the Gears is different from what they normally quote. It's in Krishma Dalid.
He's Dalid.
Eric Dalid, right? Halacha. Vishaya libo tarav nechbas b'dvar mitzvah mikala mitzvahs.
You're right. It's not the universal amen.
That's right. That's why I looked at Krishna first. But that's why I think that other people have a different gifts, maybe, but that's not the right gifts.
Yeah, they have a tour of comatose, yeah.
I know, they say that, right?
Yeah, it's another gifts.
But that's not what he wrote.
That's not the right gifts.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah. I thought of Krishna first.
Right, but there he doesn't even say Osek. He really just has a Gavar in Libo Tarav and Echbaz. Why isn't that not a better...
I know, but that's because of the unique idea of Kavanah with regard to Krishna.
Just in general, in terms of Osek, Mitzvah, Pater, Minah, Mitzvah now.
Yeah.
So you say the Rambam ends up having two totally different types of cases?
It looks like it.
Okay.
How are you saying that general Osek, Mitzvah, Pater, Minah, Mitzvah is different than a particular case by Sota?
Okay. All right. So let me explain here the upshot of the whole thing. So what the Rambam is saying is like this: that shluchei mitzvah means that there's such a thing as you're defining the guy as an eino dar, just like holchei drachim. But the only thing is that what defines a person as an eino dar with regard to holchei drachim is the condition of halicha. With regard to shluchei mitzvah, what defines him as an eino dar is his identity as someone who's on a mission. Person who's defined as being on a mission, the halacha, this isn't simply a condition. It's a definition in the Gavra. Since the rule of osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, he encompasses that idea that there's a definition of a Gavra who's on a mission, that rule explains, encompasses that idea. So therefore, you see that's the Rambam saying in the Pesach Mishnah. He's saying that shows you that there's a concept of shluchei mitzvah. Shluchei mitzvah means that it's a unique halacha to sukkah because it's saying like this, that there's such a thing as a person who's on a mission of sukkah. Shluchei mitzvah, he's on a mission. He's on a mission of sukkah, so that means he's an eino dar. He's an eino dar, so then there's nothing to transform. That's why he's patar. You see, the rule of osek b'mitzvah, patar on mitzvah, which encompasses the idea of an osek as a noun, defines this guy, this meshulach, as a person who's on a mission. He's not settled. He's on a mission. He's on a mission. He's eino dar. So therefore, that's why he's patar.
Why isn't he patur because of osek mitzvah, patur
mitzvah? Because at night he's not doing anything. Right? He's settled at night, right?
Yes.
So let him be chayav. You follow?
Rabbi, just the way you're setting up, you're still maintaining the idea of the verb of osek.
Yeah.
Why can't you just say everything is the noun? Meaning, even in the case of the Shomer Aveda, it's because he is the Gavra of the Shomer of an Osek. But the halacha of Osek mitzvah partying in a mitzvah is that it's because the other mitzvah will compromise fully to see as a mitzvah. So by Talmud Torah, if he would get married when he's on vacation, so that he'll compromise his Talmud Torah. But in the case of the Shomer Aveda, it's only during the actual activity that it would compromise it, because it wouldn't, if he's just sitting in his house, it doesn't make a difference if he's doing something else.
That's true. That is good. That's a nice formulation.
That would explain why you need to have shluchei mitzvah. Because by shluchei mitzvah, even though it doesn't compromise your faith in mitzvah, it's because you're not a dog.
That's right. Okay. Let me say that. That's good. Yaakov mentioned a refinement, which is a nice refinement. You see, you can say it like this: that really. What I said before with regard to the idea of the noun and the verb. So in every case, osek b'mitzvah, osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah refers to the noun, the gavra, the definition of the gavra. The only thing is that when is the person patur from doing the other mitzvah? When do we say osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah? Is when the engagement in the second mitzvah is going to compromise the first. So, for example, the person who has the aveda locked up in his closet, so he's defined as an osek. But the only thing is that another mitzvah comes along, so if it doesn't compromise his shmira, so then fine, so he can do both, no problem. The person is defined as a Torah dvosik batara, so if getting married, having children is going to compromise that, so then it's a problem. You see, so then he stays with the original. But if not, then if it doesn't compromise, so then there's no problem. You see, over here, so it's always osik is really means a man. So over here, and that's why that's the rule of osik b'mitzvah patam b'mitzvah. That's what the rule conveys: the idea that there's an identity of the noun of the gavra. Now that noun of the gavra defines this person as being a person on a mission. In our case, shluchei mitzvah. So a person on a mission is an einodar, and that's why he's patam from sukkah. It's not that the p'tur of osik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah, that p'tur is what patters him from sukkah. No! Then you have too many kashas. I mean, there's a contradiction. But rather, it's the phenomenon of osik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah, which defines this person as a meshulach, and if he's a meshulach, then he's an einodar, and then he's an einodar, and that's why he's patter. That's good. That's very good.
According to that formulation, are you saying that a guy who has an aveda in his closet is osik b'mitzvah, who's just not patur min ha-mitzvah?
Well, because the p'tur is, in other words, yes, in the following sense: you need the gavra is necessary but not sufficient in order to make a person patur.
Sounds a little funny, though. I mean, it's more natural, it seems, to say that he's not osik b'mitzvah in that situation.
I'll tell you what, let's leave it, because that really goes into the whole sugya of osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. I think it's a nice formulation. You could argue the point. I mean, it's not, but my only issue was to show that it's the rule of osik b'mitzvah, to answer David Fishbein's question, it's the rule of osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah is that which shows that this person is defined as a meshulach, and therefore he's an einodar, and that's why he's patur. Okay, and how it works, we'll leave. I think Yaakov's formulation is nice, but let's leave it. Let's leave the whole issue. Okay?
Why don't you say that, like, his shlichus is that, just like a regular hocheiderach, that he's an einadar b'yom and he's a dar b'layla. Like, that is his designation as a gavra.
That's the whole point. The whole point over here is to say like this. There's no such thing in reality as hocheidrachim. That's the guy's lifestyle choice. There's no reality to that. It's not a status. It's a condition.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying his status is the shame of a shluchei mitzvah. So the shame of shluchei mitzvah means a guy who's going to do a mitzvah, who's an einadar b'yom, and he's a dar b'layla. Like, why, even when he's at night, does his status of shluchei mitzvah mean he's an einadar b'layla? Like, shluchei doesn't mean you're not a dar b'layla, it means you're a dar b'layla.
He's on a mission. He's away. He's on a mission. He's engaged in a mission. A person who's engaged in a mission is not a dar. He's not kavua.
Why isn't a guy who's on a mission, he's a dar b'layla? I mean, he's not kavua even though he's b'layla because he's going to move the next day?
He's not kavua because he's defined as a person who's on a mission. The nighttime is enveloped in his mission. He's on a mission. So the only way you're going to tell me that now he's settled is if the mission is over. But it's not over. Now they're telling me, Hochei Drachim, tomorrow morning I'm going to get up and travel again, but there's no reality to my travel. That's my lifestyle choice. There's no reality to that. But Shluchei Mitzvah has a status, it's a reality to it. That's the whole point.
Even Belila, is a guy on a mission, a Dar Belila? When a guy's on a mission, he's been traveling for 5 days, so every night he stays at a hotel. So is he a Dar those nights?
On a mission, which is a recognized mission?
Yeah, let's say recognized mission. Is he a dar those nights?
He's not kavua.
So it's not real dira.
It's not dira, that's right. It's not dira of kriyas. He's not kavua.
Okay, so now when a guy's on a non-recognized mission, his own mission, so isn't he also at night not have a real dira? He doesn't have a dira kavua at night?
No, he's totally settled.
Because what?
He's totally settled because he's not on a mission. He's fine. He's settled now. In Howard Johnson's, he settled in Holiday Inn.
That's not a dira kavua. He's actually on a mission. He doesn't really have a dira kavua.
No, but the halacha doesn't recognize that mission. What do you mean? What mission is he on?
I mean, just like halacha recognizes the fact that, like, he's a chol or he's mitzvah. There's a reality to the fact that he is on a mitzvah. Like, that is real. Like, he really doesn't have a dir kavua.
Yes, he does. My lifestyle choice, I could spend tonight in my house in Teaneck. I could spend tomorrow night at a friend's house in Fairlawn. I could spend the next night in the dorm in the yeshiva. So, you know, you're not going to say that I am now creating a situation that I'm not kavua. I am making a choice to be kavua here, to be kavua there. These are my choices. The halacha doesn't recognize the idea that, I'm not kavua. It's my fantasy. I mean, well, you know, like that. So I'm not kavua. In my mind, I'm not kavua. Well, it means nothing. But if halachically there's a recognizable idea, there's an halachic identity of me as a traveler. So then I'm not kavua.
I mean, that's simply. You just don't recognize the fact that he's going to travel tomorrow morning. And even though he plans on it, that's not how they recognize it.
It's his plans. He can plan to take over the world. That doesn't mean anything. What does that mean?
Right. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. All right.
Now, I just want to point out that this idea answers a question that we didn't ask yet. But the question of what about the umnin? I mean, it's an interesting thing, because you look at this halacha. So you have shluchim mitzvah, you have holchei drachim, but what about umnin? So umnin are not mehalacha. The inference is, the implication you could draw is that an umman during the day would be chayim sukkah, right? A guy's working, he's going to stop to eat lunch, so he's chayim in sukkah, and then that's correct. I mean that's the halacha. So he's not a holchei drach. Why not? So the answer is because he has a kvius. You know, the fact that you're not home, you know, people go out to a restaurant also. It doesn't mean they're travelers. It doesn't mean they don't have kvius. In order to be defined as an eino dar, it means you have to be traveling. You have to be on the road, so to speak, you see? So holchei drachim is a condition of a traveler. Shluchei mitzvah is a status of a traveler. An Uman is, he's not traveling anywhere. He's kavua. So he's chayav in sukkah. Okay. Now, what's next? Okay. The next case is the Shomer Yair. You see? So Shomer Yair b'yom, p'tur min ha-sukkah b'yom, chayav b'layla, Shomer Yair b'layla, p'tur min ha-sukkah b'layla, chayav b'yom. So the question of umnin really, you know, comes into great focus over here, because why did the Rambam and the Gemara? I mean, well, why does everybody pick on the Shomer Yair? Well, people have many jobs. I mean, why is the guardian of the city singled out here for a p'tur? You know, if you're a plumber, I mean, you should be chayav a p'tur. I mean, you're going to a client's house. I mean, why Shomer Yair? What's so special about Shomer Yair? So that's a factual thing. You need to know a fact over here. And give me one second.
Rabbi Zucker?
Yeah.
So, according to what you were saying, it's about halachei drachim. So let's just say you had a guy who's, let's say, who's like a traveling salesman. He like never has, all his life, he doesn't have a set place. So
right.
That's also, I assume, like you're saying, halachei drachim, right? That's not recognized because it's
That's
not,
correct.
It has to be something that halacha recognizes as
right.
a real...
There's one of two possibilities. There's either a condition. I mean, this is a classic briska hakira. You know, the classic. It's in the briska dictionary, right? The condition versus status. So you have the two possibilities. Either he's defined as a traveler based upon his condition, or he's defined as a traveler based upon his status. Status means that which halacha recognizes. Condition means that which, you know, his physical condition, like where he finds himself. So if he's in a condition of traveling, okay, fine. But that lasts only as long as the condition lasts. But status lasts as long as the status lasts. That's the difference.
Okay, and status has to be halachically recognized as something.
That's what status means.
Just because he's a...
You can't make up your own status. I don't mean you, but, you know, no,
right.
I mean, nobody. You can't just make up status statuses.
Well, I mean, there's reality. there could be a reality to it, but not halachic to the record.
The reality is only a condition.
Okay.
You follow?
Got it.
Okay. So for the shaman, you need to know fact. Okay? There's a Rashi in Erevin. Rashi in Gemara in Erevin on Daf Chafal from Amar Aleph. And the Dibra Masur is Ein Burgen in the Bavel. The Gemara in Erevin is talking about if you got the Eruv Etchumen. So there's a phenomenon of Burgenin. And Rashi explains over there that the question is, you have to, when do you need to make an Eruv Tchumen? So it starts really outside the city, 70 Amos, outside the city. So the question is, what about the huts that the Shomrei Ha'ir, are posted in? They have these huts, the guard posts, I guess, they have these huts that they're posted in. So the closest thing I ever saw to that, like in England, they have at the palaces there, the castles. So they have those guards, I think they're called beefeaters. So they're posted in these little huts. And so they're there and they walk around and they go back to the huts. Those are the Burgenin. Okay, the question is, do you count that? If it's outside the wall, where do you start counting the 70 Amos? Do you count it from the hut or no, from the city itself? So the Gemara says that you don't count it from the huts, because that is a diras, it's diras arai. In other words, they're Shahia, they're spending time in those huts by definition based upon the time that the Shomrei Ha'ir spend in those huts is defined inherently as Arai, as Dios Arai. So therefore, that's one thing. And then you need to know also there's a the Perush. I don't think it's Rashi on the Gemara Tamid. I don't think that the Perush on the side of the Gemara Tamid is Rashi, another Rishon. But whatever it is, you take a look at that Perush on Gemara Tamid on Daf Chafayim Beis, the Dibra Maschil is Hayu Aliyos. So he explains also, he explains over there that for the Shomrei Ha'ir, they had shifts. So it was always covered. There was always somebody, there's always somebody covering the shift. They had the daytime shomrim and the nighttime shomrim. So it means like this. So why is the Shomrei Ha'ir, why is he pata? Shomrei Ha'ir Bayom is pata Bayom. Why? What's the answer? So the answer is because he's just like a Halech Derech. What does it mean? It means that even though he has a hut, but the nature of his shahia in the hut is b'derech arai. And if it's b'derech arai, since the mitzvah, that's not dira, since the mitzvah sukkah is to be kavua, is dir's keva, and the shomer ha'ir, by definition, that's his job, the shomer ha'ir is bayom, his condition, it's the condition of shmira, of the Shemira, the Shomer Ba'ir, even though he is in a hut. But so you say, put Tzchach on the hut, and no problem. But the answer is, it doesn't matter. Even if you were to do so, the nature of his Shehiyah in that hut, by definition, is Arai. If it's Arai, so it's not really Dira. If it's not Dira, then there's nothing for him to transform. It would be a Maisashel Dira, meaning it would be an artificial act. It would be something that simulates or looks like Dira, but that's not really Dira. There's nothing to transform. And that's why he's Pater. Do you follow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, and then the last case is the Shomer Ginos Upadesin. Shomer Ginos Upadesin. So why is he Pater? So the Gemara has two possibilities. The Rambam paskins like Rava, that Pirtzakor Laganov. So it means like this. The Shomer Ginus Upadesin, his job, he's a different type of Shomer. He doesn't have a hut. He basically sleeps out in the field. Or even if he does have a hut, it's not, he has not a hut, because the Gemara says, and Moshe pointed out to me, the Gemara says over there that let him make a sukkah. Hold on one second. What daf is that? So the Gemara is on Chafav Amr Alef Sukkah. Shomer Ginus Upadesin Ptur Mbim Bim Bim Balayla. Vili Avdei Sukkah Hasam Vileisvu. So you see that they didn't have a sukkah. They would just stay out in the fields, okay? And they would sleep. If they did sleep or if they did eat, they would, wherever they happened to be. So the Gemara says, "V'liyav the sukkah of the laces v'hasam." So let them make a sukkah. So what's the problem? They're out in the fields anyway. All the time, so that you could really have kvius. That you could have kvius. It's not like the shifts. It's not like in the Shomer Ha'ir, they come and go in shifts. I mean, their shehia in the heart is not kavua. But over here, he's kavua in the field. So let him be kavua in a sukkah in the field. So you have machlokas, which I'm not going to define. I mean, I'm not going to define now. But Rava said, that's the Ram Pasuk like Rava. So Rava said, Rava on a pitzakar of Ganav. Because he can't do it. Because if he makes a hut, so if he does make a hut, so then the Ganavim, his whole job is to guard against thieves. Right? So if he does make a hut, let's say on the eastern section of the field, on the northeast quadrant of the field, so the Ganavim will know that he's Kavua in the northeast, and they'll steal the produce from the southwest. So you can't do that. You see? So what's the p'tur? What's the nature of the p'tur? What's the nature of the p'tur? So the answer is like this. That since the idea is, since it's a transformational mitzvah, this guy, his deal is in the fields. This guy's deal is in the fields as a shomer. That's what he does. His deal is in the field as a shomer. Now, if he were to make a sukkah, so then he would no longer be a shomer. Because the whole idea of the shomer is that the none of them don't know where you are. So if you demand that he make a sukkah, so then that's very nice, but then he's no longer a shomer. So then, and since the halacha is that you have to take your dira as it is in life and transform it into dira of a sukkah, he can't do that. He can't do that. So, and if he were to do it, so then Bayom would, they would figure out, the Ganav would figure out, he's going to go to sleep, it's nighttime, he's going to go to sleep, so therefore we know he's going to be sleeping over there. So if they don't know where he's sleeping, so they'll be afraid to go anywhere because they rustle around and they'll wake him up. But here they know exactly where he's going to be. So that means he's not a shomer. He's not functioning as a shomer. He's not functioning as a shomer, so that's not his normal dira. So it's not his normal dira, so he's not transforming anything. You see? So this halacha Dalet, really has one idea that carries through the whole thing. And that is, like David Fishbein said, that the nature of the mitzvah of sukkah is not a bria, birya yesh me'ayin, but rather it's transformational. It's transformational. Okay? Yeah. Are you with me so far?
Right.
Yeah.
You're saying that there is a new dira of a shomer?
I'm saying, like, what do you mean a new deer of a shomer?
You're saying that the shomer is living out in the field in a certain way.
He has a certain type of deer.
Right.
Now, if you demand sukkah, so then that's not the deer of the shomer.
Right.
So he's out of a job for that week. Let me explain about the shomer Ginus Upadesin again. One maybe clarification. You see. If we were to say to the Shomer Ginos, so listen, my friend, you're a firm Jew, right? Build a sukkah and live in the sukkah for that week. So the Shomer would then turn to us and say, okay, But you understand then that I'm out of a job for the week. Okay? So let's say we were to turn back to him and say, okay, but listen, this is what it means to be a Jew. You have to be Shomer Torah Mitzvos, do Sukkah. See, but the answer is, we couldn't say that. Why? That would be good for a mitzvah which is a Birya Chadasha. But for a mitzvah which is to take your dira such as it is, your regular life dira, and to transform it into a sukkah. So we're not saying that to the guy. We're saying to the guy, lose your job for the week. That's not his regular dira. That's not his regular dira. So then that's not being transformational. That's not the mitzvah. You follow, David?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that contrary to what you're saying about Holy Drachma, though? Because how's that?
No, what do you mean?
How's that recognized? I mean, I don't understand. How's that a recognized, a status? I mean, he's not like on a mission. He's not like what's allowing him to say that he's.
Who's he? Don't use pronouns. Who are you talking about?
How is the Shomer Dinos? How is he saying? How is this I guess I understand. How is this a recognized patur? Because what you were saying before is, has to be a recognized, Allah basically has to recognize the status of the guy.
That's only if you're talking about a status. There's two different things happening here. The Holech Derech, so he's part of because of a condition. He's a traveler. He doesn't have kviyas because he's on the road. He's in the condition of being on the road. So that's why he's part of. The Shluchei Mitzvah is not a dar because of his status. The Shomer Ginos is not a dar because what would make him a dar is to give up his job. But that's not what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is transformational. Follow?
I think so.
Rabbi? How is this distinct from the idea of Cain to Duru?
How is this what?
How is this distinct from Cain to Duru?
Yeah, okay. So when you say how is it distinct from Cain to Duru, you have to be very careful with that question. Yeah. Okay. Now, all these, let me explain something over here. You see, is this Teshu Cain to Duru or not? So the answer is like this. You see, if you hold... It is like Teshuva came to do, it's not like Teshuva came to do. You have to be very precise here in the formulation. The tour of Teshuva came to do, which is, do you live like this in your house? Yes or no? So that's not what this is. This isn't the question of a tour. You see, this is prior to the idea of the tour of Teshuva came to do. Here, the question is like this. Here, Basukas Teshvu, so this means, this is talking about, not about, is my being in the sukkah a maisa yeshiva or not? And that's dependent upon what do I do in my house all year long. That's the tour of Teshvu came to do, and that's not what this is about. This is a different idea, a different concept of Teshvu came to do. If you want to speak about it as Teshvu, within the framework of Teshvu can do, is a different idea. It means, this idea is that when the Torah says Basukas Teshvu, so it means take your dira and render it into dira basukah. But Teshvu came to do as a p'tur is like this: go into the sukkah now. When you're in the sukkah, if the conditions are such that you would never stay in your house like that, would leave your house, therefore you could leave the sukkah, that's a different idea. That's, once you have yeshiva basukkah, so then, you know, once you have the concept of yeshiva sukkah, so can you leave, you know, like, is this like what you do in your house? That's Teshuva can do as a p'tur. It's different from saying that what is the nature of the mitzvah to begin with? The nature of the mitzvah to begin with is, Take your dira, your regular dira, and it's not even a question of dira in your house, because some of these p'turim, I mean, this halacha, the halacha dalit, it's not a question of dira in your house. The person here is simply an ein adar, Well, I mean, I should take that back, because the Shomrei Ha'ir is Biras Arai to begin with. But it means that there is, in Shluchei Mitzvah and in Hochei Drachim, so there's no Dar. He's not a Dar. So he's a traveler. So the Mitzvah doesn't apply to this guy altogether. See, the distinction is subtle, but that's the difference between the two. You follow?
So, this question?
Yeah.
So Tosfos, who says that Hochei Drachim is because of Teshuvah and Taduru.
Right.
So is he going to disregard that idea?
No, you see, that's why I think my whole point in mentioning this last idea is that the term Teshuvah and Taduru is equivocal. So sometimes the Rishonim will use the idea of Teshuvah and Taduru as a p'tur, the p'tur of Mitzdayar, from its dire, like Tosfos. Sometimes it means that there's no, that the chiyuv doesn't enter to begin with because the nature of the mitzvah is transformational and there's nothing to transform. You have to be, that's my whole point, that you have to be careful which sense of Teshuvah came to do with you mean.
Right, no, I mean, but just Tosfos says, by Hochei Drachim, he says, Kol Zanaf Kami Teshuvah came to do, Shekashem Shadam Veso, Eno Nimna Milatze, is the dire.
You know what?
Shekishem she'adam beveso eno nimna milotzeis l'derech.
I can't hear you. Which Tosfos is it?
Hochei Drachim Bayom. I'm just saying, from that Tosfos, it sounds like he holds Hochei Drachim. The Patur stems from the mitzvah type of idea of Teshuvah Kein Taduru.
I mean, it's interesting. I mean, you see, Tosfos is a fascinating thing. The Tosfos that Moshe just mentioned, there's one word there that's a giveaway. What's the word? Or phrase, I should say. It's Eino Nimna. Tosfos is assuming that the person is Kavua. Holzen Nafkamitesh Ketaduru, Shekashem Sha'adam Bezeso. So Tosfos' starting point is that the guy is in his house. That's the abstract starting point. Yeah, hold on a second, let me put it down. The Moshe mentioned, take a look at the Tosfos on Daf Chavav and Ralph. Kochei Drachim Bayam, Kol Zeh Nafkam Itesh Vukein Taduru, Shekishem She'odem Bezeso, Eino Nimna Milatza Isla Derech, Vechein Mitztayar, the Pachur Le'il Min HaSukkah, it means, Tosfos, this is interesting Tosfos. Tosfos says, there is a fascinating phrase here that Tosfos uses, Eino Nimna. It means that Tosfos' abstract starting point is that everyone has a kvius. The default position is that you're kavua. The veso. You see, you're kavua somewhere. And therefore, just like a person whose kavua and his bias would not refrain from going out on the road, that's why Hochei Drachim up to him. Because they started with a kvius, it's true. But just like you kavu in your house, so and you have a right to break that kvius, so you have a right to break this kvius too. The Tosfos over here is starting with the assumption that everyone has a starting point of a kvius. It's a little bit different. I mean, that's why Tosfos over here is not using the term equivocally, he's using it in the same sense, because Tosfos' starting point is that everyone is kavua, to begin with. Interesting.
Is he saying that going away on the derech is not that the person's removed, that he's not a dar, it's almost just that like an aspect of a person's yira is that he goes away?
Well, but what do you mean? But that, if that's the case, then he should be chayav on the road. If he's kavu on the road. Well, what do you mean by that? It means like this. It means that we just say we don't restrict. You see, Tosfos over here is saying like this, that the mitzvah sukkah is the mitzvah sukkah is given over to is the person should take his normal living condition and apply it to sukkah. So just like his normal living condition is such that he leaves his house, he breaks the kvius in his house. He goes on the road. So we don't force a person to stay in his house. He's allowed to go. He's allowed to leave. See, that's what he's saying. It's a fascinating passage. But anyway, just getting back to the Rambam, the whole Rambam over here, the whole point of the Rambam over here is to say that that this whole Halacha Daled is the idea that that the mitzvah sukkah is transformational. It's not a maisa. It's not a maisa. It's not a simulation of an activity. Because like I said before, we could say to any one of these people, listen, you're on the road, so take a sukkah, and, you know, nowadays especially, you know, you have those collapsible, right, the pop-up sukkahs, take a sukkah and eat while you're on the road. You're going to stop off anyway somewhere to eat so you're on the road. That's it. So that wouldn't be dira. That would be a maisa that simulates dira. But that's not what sukkah is. You see, this is really the chaladeus. That sukkah is not a maisa in the classic sense of the word maisa. It's not an activity. It's a state of being of the gavra. That's really what the mitzvah sukkah is. Take your normal state of being and transform it to sukkah. But it's not simply an aggregate of maisim. You see? The idea is that it's really a kiyum gavra. It's kiyum gavra.
Rabbi Zucker?
Yeah.
What about the fact that he mentions this, like your question before he mentions the mitzvah saseh of dira?
What about it? No, but the mitzvah saseh of dira, now take a look very carefully about what he says. Well, over there, he's just saying simply that he's talking about the tzura sachiyav.
Right, but this is kind of revealing to you an idea about the mitzvah of dira, and it's coming before he even tells you about the mitzvah.
What do you mean by that?
Now, your question of why you knew the Rambam couldn't be because Teshuvah they came to Duru, because you don't mention a detail of the thing before he even mentions the mitzvah, I say, of Dira.
Right.
So I'm asking that question on what you're saying to explain this halacha.
Halacha Dal, you mean?
Yes.
No, because halacha is what he's saying in halacha hey is that there's two different issues over here. That's why I said this goes to the point I said before about the equivocal. But let me ask you guys a question before I continue. Do we have to stop at 10 for Maariv? So maybe let's stop here and we'll continue with Ellie's question next time. Is that all right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So one more shear. What's good for you guys? I'll put on the tape what we have to do next time. Okay, so we're going to stop here tonight, but what do we have to answer is like this. So Ellie just asked the question as follows. The question is that I asked the question before that how do we know that halacha beis and gimel with regard to the Torah of Mitztayer is not because of Teshu came to Duru like Tosus had. So the answer is because the Rambam should then have put in Teshu came to Duru the rule first and then the result of the rule. He doesn't mention Teshuv came to do it till Halacha Hay. So it wouldn't make sense. Therefore, the Petura has to come from something else. So LES, if that's the case, it looks like Halacha Dalid, all these cases of Halacha Dalid is because of Teshuv came to Duru. So Hadra Kushi L'Duchta, the same question that I asked with regard to the Petura of Mitztayer, now it should be asked with regard to the Petura of the Shluchim and the Shomrim. That's one question. Okay? Then also, we still have the two questions that we left over from last week. Namely, what's the difference between the Chola and the Mitztayer, such that the Meshamshin of the Chola are Turim, but the Meshamshin of the Mitztayer are Chayovin. Okay? That was another question. And then we also have to explain why the definition of mitztayer is based upon sleep and not based upon eating. That's the third question. And then the fourth question we still have to explain is what's the difference between this and Yarda Gishamim. And then, of course, behind everything, I'd like to see if we can explain the connection to the idea of Simcha that we posited last week, if there is a connection. Let's see if we could explain what there is. So we have those five issues for next time. All right, we'll take it up with this next time. Okay. Is that all right, guys?
Yeah. In the Yesh and Yesh next time?
Yeah.
So is that the same distinction, I believe, either last year or the year before, you mentioned that, the myth of Nir Hanukkah, is transformation that it takes in Nir Bayit?
That's very good. You remember that. I had forgotten that. Yeah, that would be a great example of the Yesh Me'esh, Nir Hanukkah.
So in that case, you would say if a person doesn't have a candle, he's not lighting a candle around, he wouldn't have Nir Hanukkah?
No. I would say that that a person doesn't have a bias. He's putter.
There's a phenomenon of near bias.
What's that?
There's a phenomenon of near bias.
That's what I'm saying.
Just like there's a phenomenon of dira. It's impossible for a person not to have a dira.
It's possible for a person not to have a dira.
I'm saying it's impossible for a person not to have a dira. A person always has a living.
A yeshiva, but they may not have a house.
I'm saying there's always a dira. Maybe it's not the right one, but there's always a dira, and there's always a near bias. It's like a natural thing.
Right.
This would be your planning on lighting one.
Right. In other words, there. So that's why maybe I should clarify. I mean, Yaakov's question is a good question. Whether or not something is a chiyuv or quasi rishus, you know, is not necessarily a good indicator because near bayis of Hanukkah, this is the Shia last year said that the near Hanukkah is to take the phenomenon, the natural phenomenon, you know, the normal phenomenon of near bayis, and to render near Hanukkah. But there's a chiyuv. It's to take the natural thing and you're chayiv in that thing. But it's possible. Mashenkin, at least over here, it's possible for a person not to have a beer of tvius. You see? Well, I don't think about it, a clear way to explain that. But you're right in pointing that out. All right, guys.